The CFL Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET to claim your free bet today. The NFL kicks off this week, and get ready for the season with 32 NFL team previews from the Sports Gambling Podcast. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/NFL previews today. And the free roll football contest is back, and it is better than ever. You get $5,000 up for grabs in our NFL contest and $1,500 in our brand new college football contest. Sign up exclusively in our Discord, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord.
Welcome to a longer, wider field.
There's Chad Johnson. He's got it. And Ocho Cinco has touchdown in Canada.
Welcome to the Waggle.
I think Nick Dembski just got tipped. Thank you, man. He just got a tip from the fans. That's incentive to go back in the end zone, isn't it?
Welcome to the Rouge.
Down the sideline goes Ellingson. He's going to score a touchdown. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Welcome to Three Down Football. Welcome to the CFL Gambling Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Rod Villagomez and CFL Jim.
Indeed, riding the thrill that was the Labor Day Classics, we turn to the rematches for this week's edition of the CFL Gambling Podcast. He is CFL Jim. I am Rod Villagomez. And Jim, are you still feeling that Labor Day love?
I am. So by love, you mean it was a love hate. Like, we were both on the Tie Cats. I mean, I love Jamie Newman to death. Not ready to be a starter. Not there quite yet. But the Elks came through with that cover, baby.
We said it, man. We said that was way too much. And they came out balling against the Stamps. Like, yeah, they fell apart, but they came out looking pretty strong against them.
I need to go do like a deep dive against the spread. I want to see Taylor Cornelius's like stat against the spread. He seems to be like a spread quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, he may not always get the outright win, but he can definitely cover for you. Because yeah, I mean, it was hairy there for a while. Matter of fact, almost looked like the Elks should have been able to cover that or to pull that game out. Truthfully, but yeah, it was a close one, and we loved us that spread. They were baiting us.
I also just want to say flat out, there was like one over the entire week. I got eaten alive.
Yeah,
by totals.
The totals were not our friends this last weekend at all. And we thought it was going to be all the Labor Day goodies that we could. And they pretty much all just fell flat. So a new slate of games to pick from. We've got one Friday night game, Friday night football, don't you know? But hell, if there isn't three, you got a triple header Saturday this weekend of CFL football to get ready for NFL Sunday.
Yeah, the NFL's here. So like, smarter the CFL to stick with Saturday. I'm excited. I'm hyped for this week.
I am ready. Hype for this week as well. And it begins with the BC Lions traveling to Montreal to take on the Alouettes. Lions still 3-point favorites in this one, but the line is not necessarily juiced all that heavily. Look around. You can get it either 110, 115 in some places, even 105 I am seeing as well. So definitely while they're the favorites, maybe not necessarily the heavy favorites, as the money line suggests also, between 165 and 170 for the Lions, 145 for the Alouettes. Over-under here is set at 54, or you can get it at 53.5, depending on where you want to lean in the over or the under. But Jim, buddy, these totals have come down for the Lions since Nathan Rourke has left the building.
Yes. Yes, they have. And I don't know about you, but it feels like the Lions haven't played in like a month. I know it was just 1 week. I know it was just Labor Day weekend. It feels like they haven't played forever. It's really weird to me. Montreal is a team I still can't pat down. I don't think I'll say that till week 21, till the end of the season. Montreal is a team I just don't understand. But dang it, they seem to be like 1 week they're one way, this week they're the other. I like the Montreal Alouettes here. I get that BC has a new quarterback in there who's going to be better. But Montreal, I just trust in a weird spot at home to get the cover. I like a money line.
You like the Montreal money line.
I like the Montreal Alouettes money line.
So, I mean, obviously the plus three is in play there as well for that. If you're taking Montreal.
Shop around, though, I see 3.5 at some spots.
Ooh, I even like that better. Yeah, again, man, ever since Rourke has left the build, they lost to the Rough Riders, did the Lions last week, 16-23, or the last time they played, rather, 16-23. It was tough, but even the Owls lost to the Red Blacks last week, 38-24. So, I mean, this is a team that played them close. But again, it's the Lions. You can kind of toss out all the stats for them leading up to Nathan Rourke's departure. They are 8-2 right now, 7-3 against the spread, 8-2 in their last 10. Montreal 4-7, and in fact, to go back, BC's 4-0 on the road, 7-3. There too. So it's you know, again, this is all skewed toward BC, but I'm with Jim on this one. I think they just had a very difficult time just with the loss of Nathan Rourke, and they can't, as talented as their team is, Nathan Rourke was what the glue that held them all together.
He was the best player in the CFL. Like, I'm just going to flat out say it. This year, he's been the best player of the CFL, and you're going to miss that majorly. He was a major part of this team. His running, his throw, he was the BC Lions. He was the story of the league. And I think my like betting strategy is just Montreal as dogs. Maybe I'll bet him just because I never understand, and his favorites, I'll fade him. That might just be how I bet Montreal. Just, yeah. If I'm taking myself emotionally out of the situation.
Well, and then home has a little bit to do with it in this situation too. Yeah, I mean, Montreal.
Always love a home dog.
Yeah, exactly. 2-3 at home for Montreal. It's not as bad as the Elks. It's not as bad as the Red Blacks. But it's certainly just to kind of keep your eyes on, just as you're heading into it, just to try to figure it out. But so what are you thinking on the over-under on this one, though, Jim? This one's a little tough to call as well.
Where are you seeing it at?
So I got about 54 or 53 and a half.
That's where I'm seeing it too.
That's rough. I don't know that they can get there. I'm kind of gun shy
I don't want to bet totals. Like, I want to stay away from totals this week.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at. I lead under. If people like want to bet a total, I lead under for sure. But I don't know if I'll bet a total this week.
Yeah. It's going to be a rough
set. I'm going to bet the under. Screw it.
You're going to bet the under? I'll take the under here as well, only because BC's defense is still good. Montreal is okay on offense enough, but I don't know that BC, they only scored 16 points without Nathan Rourke, so I don't know how much more they've done over the week to improve, so that's going to be a little rough sell.
I'll tell you this much, I'm not doing an all total parlay like I did last week.
You've learned your lesson on that one, haven't you?
Golly.
All right, let's move over to the first game of Saturday, a 2:00 start on the East Coast, I think it is, if you're out there. It is the Toronto Argonauts taking on my Ottawa Red Blacks. I'm telling you, this is a game where I am very much intrigued because this is a big game in the East. The Red Blacks have kind of clawed their way back up. They've clawed their way back up. I will tell you. I tell you right now, as much as this is a toss-up, Toronto's only a one-point favorite in some spots. Well, so that's actually not a bad way to start your run for the East, and that's because, of course, in large part, the simple fact that Arbuckle has actually turned this team into a competitor. But 55% of the vote basically is on the Red Blacks to win this game.
That will not be me. I am on Toronto minus the one, minus the money line. This is just a flat out. I'm sticking with the trend. I'm fading Ottawa and I'm fading Edmonton at home.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say too. Ottawa is at home this week, so that should give you pause. They are the 1-point dogs, as Jim had alluded to. 2 in some places. If you want to take Ottawa plus 2, that could work in your favor. 110. I'm seeing 115 out there as well in some places. But if you're going to take the money line on the Argos, it'll be about 135, 120. And then Ottawa's got about 115 plus 100. I definitely, look, I'm taking the Red Blacks. I know we're fading them at home, but we're starting to see something different in this team. We're starting to see fight. We're starting to see actual pride come in. And you know, they're 3-7 in the last 10. Those three wins have all come, obviously, recently. And against some teams they were supposed to lose to be honest with you.
Is Arbuckle undefeated with the Red Blacks?
I would not. Yeah, he is actually.
2-0.
2-0. with Arbuckle in there. So if that shows you anything.
They're a wagon. But I also feel like Toronto, like as much as they've been chaotic during the season, when it comes down to like the super important games for the East, they seem to step up.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll give you that one as well, because it does seem to me that McLeod Bethel-Thompson knows how to play when his back is on the line. So, it wouldn't surprise me, obviously, if Toronto goes out and wins this one, obviously, because they are in Ottawa, and Ottawa doesn't win in Ottawa, but also because, the Toronto Argonauts, for everybody that they've lost so far, and they lost Andrew Harris, which is a big one, they've still managed to find some dudes to actually pull the weight there as well, so, And Brandon
this
Bakes.
This wasn't an easy one. This wasn't an easy one for me to do, but I'm going with the Argos. Yep. It's tough.
Okay. I'm going with the Red Blacks because I want the Red Blacks +2. Now, what are we looking at for the money line again, if you want to take it? I can find the highest price for Ottawa on the money line I can get there, but the over-under, this one set not necessarily the lowest of this slate, but pretty low at 48, 47.5 in some places as well. You can even find 48.5 if you look hard enough.
Give me the over. Ottawa has an offense now. Like, I don't think Ottawa's going to win, but I like both these teams' offense. I'm not a huge fan of Toronto's defense still. I like the over.
Yeah, I like the over. They went over 49.5 easily against the Owls last week. Toronto went over 48.5 against the Ticats. Not last week, boy. Last week, overs just hit us. Yeah. Something
that was
awful.
All Ticats. That was all their fault.
Yeah, it really was, too. They did not hold up their end of the bargain. Argos did score 28 in that game. So, I like the over on this one, too. That's a low point total, and you're right. They've got an offense now. And, look, I think they want to go out and actually put a show on for the fans at TD Place. They've been starved for a win for a very long time now.
You know what? I know I bet the Argos, and I think they're going to win, but, man, I hope your Red Blacks can pull it out for you guys.
Nice. Me too. believe me, our nation needs this win, Jim. Our nation needs this win. And it's funny, and I'll just take a quick aside in the fact that our nation is such a fickle fan base, because they will call for La Police's head 1 minute, turn around and say, oh, wait, it's not so bad. It's actually good now. So, yeah, I don't know.
Hey, you're still alive for the East. That's more than Hamilton can say right now.
I'm telling you, man, they're on the wrong end of this. All right, speaking of Hamilton, we'll get to them shortly in the next segment. But let's step away for a break before we break down the last two games of the slate. Let me ask you, are you thinking of joining WinBet? If you are, now's the perfect time. Customers who bet $100 get a $100 free bet. It's perfect for kicking off the NFL season. Plus, the WinBet Casino is always open 24 hours a day, where you can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. WinBet also has their first QB to throw for 5 TDs. Their bet right there, you got to get down on that. It's definitely fun, and the season's about to start, so hurry up. So much to choose from. All you got to do, head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet so they know that we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WINNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change, terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. The football free roll contests are here, and you have $1,500 up for grabs if you enter our college football contest. And if you enter the NFL contest, $5,000 in a two-night stay at Wynn Las Vegas is up for grabs. Sign up exclusively in our Discord at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. Hey, football fans, the NFL regular season's finally here, and as week one kicks off, you get ready to place your bets or lock in your fantasy teams, you gotta check out the Elias Game Plan app. It's the ultimate sports betting and fantasy companion for the NFL, NBA, and MLB that has everything you need to get a competitive advantage. Elias Game Plan is the only sports app from the most trusted name in sports stats. That's the Elias Sports Bureau, the official statisticians of U.S. pro sports leagues, including the NFL. The app lets you access team and player stats, head-to-head comparisons, and Elias key insights from their renowned research team. It really is the one-stop shop for player news, league-validated player stats, and, of course, team records. You get expert analysis for betting, fantasy lineups, and always for showing off your superior sports knowledge to your friends and co-workers. Look, Jim and I, we scour the world for stats to get you the most up-to-date and greatest information to make your bets. And the Elias app, the Elias Inside app, it helps me know that I'm backing all of our strategies by numbers, not just my intuition, even though they're good, but we still need stats to back it up. NFL season's here, so don't wait. Download the Elias Game Plan app today. And right now, I got a special offer. When you subscribe, get a 14-day free trial off a monthly subscription plan, but only if you use my promo code SGPN. Find Elias Game Plan Sports Betting in the App Store or Play Store today and use my promo code SGP. If you watch football, gotta watch it on FUBU TV. FUBU TV gives you complete coverage in college and pro football with NFL Red Zone Plus games in 4K at no extra charge. You get over 100 channels of live sports and entertainment for a fraction of the price of cable. So watch it on all your devices. Never miss a game or an episode of your favorite shows with the included cloud-based DVR. Plus, no contract, no commitment, and you can cancel at any time. Right now, try FUBU TV free for 7 days and get 15% off your first month. Just go to FUBUTV.com/SGP. That's FUBUTV.com/SGP. For all you sports bettors out there, I want to tell you about the best new way to increase your bankroll. It's called PromoGuy.us. At PromoGuy.us, you get the biggest bonuses from all the best sports books in the country. We're talking $1,000 risk-free deposits, insane odds boost, and most importantly, the best analytics in the business, plus tons of free picks as well. PromoGuy.us is your guide to betting smart. Once again, that's PromoGuy.us. Two more games await everybody on Saturday. Loaded Saturdays like this, man. Plus college football. Oh, man.
You can't give me enough screens.
God's eye at the SGPN, man. That's at the mothership. Those guys
I'm
got
so
it right.
Jealous. I'm so jealous. Yeah. Every time I see like Colby post about it, I'm just like, God, I wish I was there.
I've been there before. Let me tell you, it is a great, great sight. And you just walk in and you can hear all the angels go, so
favorite donuts just a couple blocks away. I'm gonna say that right now. My favorite donuts just a couple blocks away.
I'm telling you, man. If you have not made the pilgrimage out to the SGPN studios, I highly suggest you do so. It is fantastic. But before that, make a pilgrimage out to Winnipeg and go watch yourself a game at the Winnipeg Blue Bombers home stadium at IG Field. It is the Banjo Bowl, Jim. Riders, Blue Bombers. Their yearly matchup for all the rematch marbles.
Again, I feel like deja vu. We just saw this happen. It's pretty wild. I don't know. This spread was so difficult. The way the Bombers are playing right now, I gotta take the Riders +7.5. Cody Fajardo, like, he had moments and still didn't look great last week on Labor Day weekend, and they still almost messed around and won that game. Yes, it was in Saskatchewan, but still, I like Saskatchewan by, obviously it's 7.5. That's too many points.
Yeah, if you look around.
I don't think they win, but I think they cover.
Yeah, if you look around, you can get it even at +8. I mean, I like it at +8 if you can find it there. Again, like Jim alluded to, at the first Labor Day Classic matchup between these guys, 18-20. It was a two-point game. Winnipeg looks human. Now, all of a sudden, they really do. They've come back down to earth.
It took like a Hail Mary field goal, too.
Yeah.
Like Winnipeg to pull that one out.
Yeah. And it was all Saskatchewan really had that shot at the end. I mean, I'm glad they covered because that's kind of where I was going with it. But, it was just a matter of they almost had that game. And they hadn't lost a game in Saskatchewan at the Labor Day Classic in many, many, many years. So for Winnipeg to pull that out, it was something else. But turn around in the Banjo Bowl, all bets are off. If you're giving me +8, I know Winnipeg's at home. I get it. I understand. Winnipeg right now 4-1 at home, but the Riders are 3-1 on the road. So something's got to give. You know what I'm saying?
Do we think that the Riders are distracted at all with all this Marino stuff?
No. I don't either.
I'm kind of with you. Yeah. I'm just kind of like, well, he's gone, so whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And really, he was probably more of a distraction while he was there. Than he is being gone.
That's a fair point.
So, yeah, I mean, if you don't know, one of their defensive linemen, Marino, just once again got himself in the news, late hits and cheap shots, and they cut him. And so now all the Ryder news is surrounding exactly that. So, but it's gone.
It's gone. Yeah, he's gone. It's whatever. Just we're past it.
Yeah, yeah. We're on to Winnipeg is where we're at. So, yeah. So like Jim was saying, the spread here +8. If you want on the money line, it's 250, anywhere between 250. I'm seeing 265 out there on the Ryder side of it. Juice pretty heavy for Winnipeg here, -320 in some spots, 270 if you can find it. But yeah, this is juice pretty heavy.
Yeah, I think Winnipeg wins. Like, I just trust them more in clutch time. Like, even though throughout the game they've looked like they haven't looked like they did in the middle of the early to middle of the season, I still trust Winnipeg to get it done more when it matters. But I trust Saskatchewan to keep it close. Also, I'm on the under. Against the lowest total, I'm on the under still.
Yeah, so yeah, the lowest total, Jim was just saying, that's a pretty low total, man. I'm 44 and a half. That's almost laughable in the CFL. You look at what they've done recently. Yeah, okay, they didn't hit it. They actually, well, it's maybe not laughable because Saskatchewan has failed to hit it the last three times, and Winnipeg has only hit it once out of the last two. So, I don't know. Yeah, the under here is definitely in play as these guys are just not scoring like they used to. And, again, a lot of that has to do with the fact that Winnipeg's running game has sort of fallen off as well, and they leaned on that pretty heavy with Oliveira, but Oliveira's not looking all that hot anymore, so they can't control the ball like they used to.
No, I love both these teams' defenses, and the offense for the Bombers just isn't looking what we expect it to be, and I don't trust Saskatchewan's offensive line. Both really good defenses, offenses that are iffy at the moment. Yeah, give me the under.
Yeah, we'll talk about it in the DFS show, but how about Frankie Hixon?
Ooh, baby.
I like the way he looks. Maybe not put up the huge numbers that we were hoping he would, but, you know, I like it.
He looked good, though.
He did look good. All right, so let's recap that pick. So you are taking, you said you're going to take.
Plus seven and a half.
Yep, me too.
And the under.
And then, yeah, I'm going to go for the money line on the Riders. I'm going to make a money line bet because I like +265 if I can find it.
There's value there for sure.
Yep, the Banjo Bowl upset. I'll take that. All right, let's move our attention to the Calgary Stampeders taking on the Edmonton Elks in the Battle of Alberta. Battle of Alberta take like 500, to be honest with you. But it is the Stamps. It is the Elks. Last week, the Elks, oh man, they looked good for so long. But, Jim, they covered.
God, they did. And this one was tough. The line feels about right. I'm going to keep backing my boy, though. Taylor Cornelius. Day in, day out. I am just behind this man. He's worked his way into my heart, and I can't quit him.
Yeah.
+9.5. Give me the Elks. Baby. This is the toughest game of the week for me to kind of figure out.
Yeah, well, the Elks, so the Elks are at home, and they are winless at home this season.
They're not going to win this game.
No.
Don't touch that money line. As juicy as it looks, do not touch.
Yeah, no, and that's exactly what I was getting at. But they've covered, I mean, they covered an 11.5 spread last week in a 26-18 loss. They covered a 5.5-point spread they almost covered a 2.5 spread, but they haven't lost by double digits in a very long time. Let's put it that way. I mean, they did against Ottawa. They won against Ottawa, I'm sorry. But let's just say the Elks have not lost by double digits in a very long time. As much as they keep giving these double-digit lines for the Elks, you got to keep pouncing on them.
Unless your team is the BC Lions led by Nathan Rourke, you are not demolishing these Elks. You're beating them, yes. Like, they're not winning. But those Elks teams are the only ones that just lay the wood out on
Yeah.
I'm on the over too.
Okay, so let's get there. And so, like I said, don't touch the money line. The Stamps are at negative 460 in some places. Cheapest gross. You can find them is probably -390. And the Elks are not going to win this game. Even at +360, I don't want to sprinkle anything on that. Over under on this one is at 49.5, or you can get it at 50. But yeah, I'm taking the under on this one as well.
I'm on the over.
Oh, you're on the over. I'm sorry.
I'm on the over for this one.
I don't know, man. I might take the under on this one. They didn't hit the over on this one last time. The Elks have failed to reach the anywhere near this in their last three games. And the Stamps have done it have not done it two out of the last three. So, yeah, it's kind of a tough sell for me on this point total. I'm burned by overs anyway, so.
I mean, probably in all likelihood, I recommend people to stay away. But like, I lean over.
Lean over.
I'm not gonna. Yeah, probably don't bet the total.
I was gonna say I lean the under. So, all right. Let's do this. We'll step away for one more break, come back, give us some of our favorite locks of the weekend as we set up your CFL rematch weekend in the CFL. But let's move to Sleeper. Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform today. It's got millions of players, and you probably already have a fantasy league on there. I use it for mine. Jim uses it for his. Just finished up a draft with it. It's a game-changing product. It's unlike anything else in the industry. And now you can win on Sleeper by playing their new over-under game. Over-unders are integrated into the fantasy experience. It's the first sports contest game built into that fantasy experience. So not only can you enter a contest via the over-under itself, but you can also do so through the Fantasy League's matchup screen. How does that work? Well, you drafted Patrick Mahomes, and he's your starting fantasy quarterback. Good for you. Way to draft. But not only do you think you're going to win your fantasy matchup this week, but you're confident that Mahomes is going to hit his over 250 passing yards line. So you make that bet right from your Fantasy League's matchup screen. Don't even have to click back. Don't have to do anything. It takes so little effort. You might as well just do it. And if you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the money that you put in. The main reason I'm excited about the over-under on Sleeper, it's the only app where I can join my buddies' contest and we can all play together. It's got a built-in group chat where I can see and copy my friends' picks at the tap of a button. It's insanely fun to ride it out together. So not only do they have NFL, but you have college football player props too. So stop what you're doing. Download the Sleeper app. Play their new over-under game and have some fun with your friends and make some money over there on your mobile phone. Join our listener group on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP. Sleeper is going to automatically match your first deposit up to $100 by using that promo code SGP. Again, go to sleeper.com/SGP. You'll get a $100 match on your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. Run Your Pool is the home of competition, bringing sports fans and their social circles together to compete, connect, and make every game matter more. Run Your Pool offers every game type under the sun, from Pick'em and Survivor to Fantasy Pools. Really is a one-stop shop for sports gaming with customizable features you don't get anywhere else. We've teamed up with Run Your Pool to host a pool for our official SGPN Survivor contest. Hop in there now. Reserve your spot. You win, you get $500 cash and a $250 gift certificate to the SGPN store. Sign up today over at play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. That's play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. Odds Trader. It is the place to compare odds from all major sportsbooks. Plus, you can compare all the different sign-up codes, promotions from sportsbooks to get the best deal. It also gives you player stats, key game stats, injury reports, projected game day weather, and all the stuff you need to be a more informed better. I'm using it right now to pull up all the odds for these CFL games. I'm telling you, it is a game changer, and we walk the walk when we talk the talk. You get handicapping, play-by-play updates, live scores, and bet tracking, player statistics. You need more? Key game stats, projected game day weather, and a bet tracker to help you keep records of all of your games and betting activity. Go to oddstrader.com right now, /bluewire, oddstrader.com/bluewire. OddsTrader, the number one site for all of your game day bets. Speaking of game day bets, Jim, why don't we hit them with a few of what we're looking at and a few of our favorite bets on the weekend of CFL football.
Okay. I've got one degenerate parlay for everybody, because I'm feeling doggy this week. I'm feeling the underdog. I got some Rocky music blaring in my headphones right now. Give me the Alouettes on the money line. Give me the Riders on the money line, baby. Laying it out there, and give me the Elks +9.5. I'm staying away from that Ottawa-Toronto game.
What does that make for you there, that crazy parlay?
15-1.
Ooh, I like that. That's so much
It's a little bit more than that. It's a +1537.
I like that. That's a great degenerate play. Well, I tell you, I'm not crazy and degenerate as you, which is why I leave it up to you. But I'm going to go ahead and just, look, something's got to give at this point. So I'm going to go ahead and take Ottawa on the money line if I can find them at about plus 115. And, of course, that leads me into the spread as well. I like the spread better because Ottawa, you know, I like plus two, but I do like the money line because I think they are going to win this game. I think something's finally going to give. So at plus 115, that is my lock of the week. Since we don't necessarily give them, I'm giving you that lock of the week.
You know what? Lock of the week, Edmonton plus 9.5.
No, that's I like that one too, though. That's a really good lock of the week. I'm telling
back you, my boy Corn Dog.
Back your boy. And they're running back too, Brown, looking sexy as well. So definitely something to watch out for in this Elks offense. And they found a little bit of life in their running game, which they lost when Wilder went down.
Very, very true.
So all right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the slate, man. We wanted to keep this week kind of short and sweet for you. We wanted to make sure we hit all of the odds and all of the games and just set everything up for you and get you where we thought and where our mind was at, because you know there's a lot of games that are happening on Saturday, so, and you only have a couple of days because they took forever to put the lines out this week. So we're getting the shows out.
They love doing that, don't they?
They do. Yeah, we're getting the shows out a little bit late, so not necessarily our fault because of the lines, but yeah, we wanted to make sure we got you in and got you out and got you ready to start betting this weekend. So
That's damn right. CFL for MVP. Oh God.
Jim's so feeling pumped.
Good. There's so much football to bet, and I am so happy. I can't put enough money down this weekend. I have so many bets going.
Jim just sold so much plasma to try to be able to bet everything this weekend. It's just nuts. I'm seeing his arms right now. They're just
pumped my entire SGP check into gambling this week. That's a fact.
You put it back where it came from. That's all there is to it. All right, Jim. Why don't you let everybody know where they can find you on social media as we wrap things up?
You can find me at XFL Jim on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube. I'm all over doing a lot. There's a lot going on. X-League fans, for Japanese football fans, I got an interview with BJ Beattie, X-League legend, doing a preview of the season dropping this week. Be prepared for that.
Yeah, boom. I'm telling you, Jim and alternative football leagues, we are all swimming those waters, man. That's how we met, and that's what we love. So I say alternative, but you know what I mean. And
the
also,
X-League starts this week too. It's wild. There's so much football.
Find Jim on the corner trying to make more money to gamble with this weekend as well. Find me on Twitter at RJ Villa Gomez. There's a link in the bio to all my work, whether it's Sports Gambling Podcast, whether it's Sportsbook Review, In Between Media. Wherever I'm at, the link will tell you to find it there. Again, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy your three downs. Enjoy the CFL. Enjoy rematch weekend. And until next time, let it ride.